To the people, Hockey Elite has been on fire this week. We appreciate it. Paul's in Clinton Township, and he's going to bat lead off today. Paulie, how are you today, sir?
I'm awesome, fellas. How are you?
Good. What's hey, on your mind? I know we had a lot of topics rolling there.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, the first thing, you know, I guess Cam Talbot, I mean, I wouldn't base everything off of 1 year. He's definitely a, you know, a, I think I want to say, if my memory serves, a 2.6, 2.7 career goals against and a 9.15 maybe save percentage with every team he's been every time. So I don't think, I appreciate Costa with his power stats, but, you know, he is going to be, for the price they're paying, a quality goalie for them, in my opinion. My main call was really about the defense, okay? I don't get, you know, a lot of the talk from, you know, fans and people, you know, the hypocrisy, right? All year last year was Edvinson is an upgrade over guys you're playing. You will be better with him. They let him, you know, percolate in the minors, brought him up late. He is a quality guy. He is an upgrade to what they had defensively last year. Gustafson, he is an upgrade to what they had last year, in particular for Gossespierre. Everyone complained all year about how he was 5-on-5 and how he was as a third-pairing defenseman and how he was a defensive liability in spite of everything he brought power play-wise.
All right, so you believe, just the shorter answer is you believe the defense will be better. Is that fair?
100%. Okay. I believe they are better, and I still believe there's one move left.
Oh, I think we
not
all
sure
believe
what?
It. Paulie, I think we all, and look, part of it is we want to believe it to be true.
I was about to say, what if we're all just waiting for a move that never happens?
Well, I'll let Paul speak for himself.
Rico, you could be right. I believe, again, right, who the hell am I?
Who the hell are any of us, Paulie?
I'll say, Paul, you're fine. No. You're a fine young man. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I feel that this is absolutely a deal. The Trouba deal, I believe, was going to happen if not for, you know, a couple of factors. Now, that doesn't mean it won't still happen, right? We had heard last year that DeBrincat was a deal that was going to get done, then all of a sudden it wasn't going to get done, and then it ended up getting done. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Trouba's the one. There is a deal still left out there. I don't believe for a second that Yzerman did what he did in the Wallman trade to move money and is going to end up coming up with absolutely nothing, in my opinion. Even if he doesn't, though, let's just take that as our premise.
Okay.
They are better defensively next year, without a doubt in my mind, and I think it will play out on the ice.
Okay. Hey, Paul, look, the only disagreement I would have, this is me, not you, just if a move wasn't made, no, I'm sorry, wholly unacceptable. Wholly unacceptable.
It means you're all in with the kids.
You can't have the Blackhawks trying harder than you. And I'm not saying that everything they did was responsible. In fact, it's a little bizarre how quick they're trying to get good. Yes, they have Bedard, but they're years away. But they were hyperactive, right? My point is you can't be at this point in year six and have your move be retaining Kane. That's the move. I mean, Kenny himself has said you're worse offensively right now based on how it's put together. Let's say Paul's right. You got a little better defensively. Incremental isn't going to get this team anywhere. Okay, let's say they're incrementally better, and then the Rangers will incrementally take your head off like they did to the Capitals in round one of the playoffs.
No, it's if this is it and there's no more moves, then it does beg the question of maybe we just gave Yzerman way too much credit that he didn't deserve.
Or the Yzer plan was just the 10-year rebuild. So I don't know. We're going to find out. I'm hoping there's a big move because free agency – I don't want to use the term dud. That
it was meh.
It was disappointing to me. Yeah. Who am I? Go to Mike, 97.1. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, Mikey. What's on your mind?
You know, I think the Wings are going to be pretty good this year. I think, you know, last year we were begging for the kids. You know, we're waiting for Casper to come up to fill that second role. We're waiting for Emerson to come up. And I think they waited too long on the kids. I think that's the reason why they missed the playoffs. And Mike, you should still have the same expectations, but at some point you're going to have to bet on these kids and you're going to have to be like, okay, Eichmann, like you drafted all these guys. We got to see how it's on tomorrow.
Mike, I don't have a problem with it. You know my deal when it comes to team presidents and GMs. Eventually, they got to put their ass in the jackpot, and it's time to find out if you're good at your job. And I ain't waiting 6, 7, 8 years to do it.
Yeah, they got to put themselves on the clock and make themselves accountable. You can't just keep kicking the can.
No, absolutely. Like, they need to get into the playoffs this year. And I think, you know, they drafted a bunch of, like, 200-foot two-way forwards. Like, if they play, like, a strong dump-and-chase system. So I think Eichmann has been building a team that's planning to murder the other team when they dump the puck in. And I want to see some of those kids up. So that would be – that's what Eichmann needs to do. He needs to actually bet on himself and bet on the Wings development team to get it done.
Yep, and at least then we'd get to have a conversation and stop moving the goalposts. That I would love it. Let's go to Brian. He'll get the final word on this deal. We'll move on to other endeavors. Brian, what's going on, buddy?
Not too much, guys. How you doing?
Good. What do you got?
Hey, so, you know, when we were doing the car flag call last year, everyone was getting warm and ready for the playoffs, and I called and I gave a 2 out of 5 car flag. I'm going to die on this hill. I'm a team defense guy. So do I like that Gostis Bear and his double-digit negative plus-minus is gone and maybe we rely on the kids more to insulate our goalies. That's great. But, you know, as a whole team, in my opinion, you still don't have, you know, a very good second-line center. You know, I was probably stronger on the JT Compher signing because of what he did with the Avalanche run when they won the Cup. But, you know, he didn't come in and take that second center role. And I think you have a lot of guys that are in the mold of, like, a Compher, Fabry, Kopp, and you just don't have a good second line center that plays great defense in the zone. And, you know, DeBrincat and Kane are great, but they're not great defensive, offensive players. You know, they're not 200 sheet ice players. So not only are we questioning after, what, 6 or 7 years, the body of the three pairs of defense and how we're insulating our goalie in the back end, but as a team with all this time, they're not better at team defense. So, but hang on, there was a splash sighting with Pavel Datsyuk at the development camp, but I'll hang up and hear what you guys have to say. In short, we don't have the team talent and the team defense. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, and look, that, you know, the point, and I mean, Kenny, I hope you're okay if I share this. We were talking off the air. It's nothing salacious. But, you know, Kenny and I were watching an interview with Montour, who signed with Seattle. And again, I'm not telling you this is Ray Bourque. It's just the idea of whether it's a Montour or a Roy. If the Wings had signed a longer-term deal, for instance, Roy signed at a 5.75 AAV, 7 years. Probably a year or two more than you like. Well, that's the marketplace. Mm-hmm. You know, if they had added Roy, are you a better team today with a higher level of certainty as you begin slotting in the kids with Mo, Roy, Evanson, and then, okay, Gustafson fills out the bottom of that. Yes. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, and Kenny, I'm not putting words in your mouth. You go, no, there's nobody out there right now that's better than these guys. I mean, even if they go and get Jacob Trouba, is Trouba at this stage of his career better than the two aforementioned guys? Probably not. So you start asking yourself, all right, well then, if not now, when? Mm-hmm. And if it's not these moves, what is it? I think we're all more than willing to tip our hat, you know, flowers galore if we pull off some amazing deal here, but like, what's the deal? See, that's the problem. Who's the player? Like, I'd hate to break it to you, but like, Rasmus Dahlin is not coming here. Like, I don't know what deal people think is happening.
No, it's just funny because I remember last year at this time, we said
Wings have acquired Zdeno Chara, 2006.
If he doesn't make the big splash next summer, then we're going to be upset.
But see, and I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at what you said. That's what this town does.
Yeah.
We have goalposts that are equipped with wheels.
But you know what? Yeah, it was all, next summer, he better do something.
But it comes back to what you said, Mike, is if not now, when?
I don't know.
This is the window. You extended Larkin. You're presumably going to do something with Sider and Raymond at some point. I would like that to happen soon.
For Radio Gold, I wish somebody would break your cute little unspoken rule. I wish a team like Anaheim, who's only got 55 mil on the cap, would go, hey, Mo Sider, here's 10 at 80. Choke.
And I wish we could fill the studio with strippers, Mike, but it's just not going to happen.
I'm making a point.
First of all, why is David more excited than anybody else?
Well, I mean, he's a very virile man.
Oh, you caught that?
I did. I was like, David's in there celebrating.